You're listening to Q Talk Arizona. The following broadcast contains adult humor, language, and topics, along with partial nudity. Actual knowledge is used sparingly. The show is a result of a lost bet and a bad game of rock, paper, scissors. It's the show with Clayton McKee on Q Talk Arizona. And now, a man with a face for radio, Clayton McKee.
Well, good evening once again. It's 9:03. We're coming to you live from the Q Talk America studios in Central Phoenix. It's a Tuesday night. We do this every Tuesday. It's called The Show. My name is Clayton McKee. Thank you for being here. We have Al Perkins, Marnie Ryer, and Katie June with us at the beginning of Hour 3 because we moved everything back. We start something we like to call a little bit of thoughtful vulgarity.
And now, thoughtful vulgarity, where we, in the studio, try to make ourselves slightly less shallow, which is not hard to do. We will ask one question of the panel and have them try to answer it while fucked up drunk. Because you know at home how well it goes when an important question comes up 90 minutes after alcohol has been served. Politics? Religion? Why not? You're fucked up. What could possibly go wrong? Who could you offend? You've been warned. Good luck. Well, our question, of course, is directed to Marnie first.
Isn't that fun?
this is going to lead. This leads right out of Elmo in the weirdest way that we
leads out of Elmo.
I don't know that.
Pull your hand out.
We're gonna circle back to Elmo very quickly.
Wow.
So Marnie, we're gonna start with you because this actual question was based on your response last week to someone. It's two parts.
Okay.
A, are you ready for A?
Okay.
When did you become comfortable with your sexuality? And B, are you now
comfortable?
Oh. Not now.
I'm gonna say no. By that,
you asked the question.
No,
she's not
last week with the question. Thank you, Harrison. I was not comfortable at all.
I listened back to that. I've never, ever, in all the years I've known you, ever heard you more uncomfortable.
Ever.
Cat on a hot tin roof.
And I will answer. The thing that was very funny about that was when we first sat down at lunch to talk about this, and you said, "Is there anything that you don't want to talk about, that you're uncomfortable talking about?" And I said, "No, not that I can think of. I can think of something."
Just thought of it.
I can now. Ding, ding.
Thank you. 8 months later.
Hashtag.
So, anyway, question when I became...
When did you become comfortable? And are you now comfortable with your sexuality?
When I became comfortable would have been at 20...
Yes. Okay, thanks. Oh, God, that was unanimous. Jesus.
I like the way he whispers into a microphone. That's like me. Can you hear me when I talk like this?
When I went to my 10-year reunion, so I was 28, went to my 10-year reunion, went in, and I remember going to Pookie's beforehand, obviously reunion in Minnesota, but I went into Pookie's and I had on, I'm like, "Scotty, what do you think of this?" And I had a new dress and I had a new, like the earrings and the whole nine yards. Oh yeah. That's the exact look
faces.
Most people had on their face. Katie June. Absolutely. And it was like, you know, who the fuck was I trying to impress is really what it came down to. But
now who are you trying to be?
Who was I trying to be? You're right. And there was so much that had come back to me that I had understood to be, you know, I had spoken and I've spoken a few times about Jesse, my friend Jesse dying in the motorcycle accident. And people said that I became gay because Jesse died. And there was this weird shit with that. And it was like, what the fuck is wrong with you? And then I became angry. And then it was, you know, all this about me being gay being talked about. Well, I hadn't said it. Mm-hmm. So when I got to my 10-year reunion, Al is a nail on the head. I mean, it was, who was I trying to be? And I walked in there and I was going to prove that I wasn't that bull dyke, but I am. And I thought, okay. You know, and I walked in and grudge.
So you were grudge fucking
your reunion. Right, exactly. On a stump. And out back. When I walked in there, there were some gals that were sitting at the table, wives of some of the people. So they're handing out the name tags and doing whatever. And I walked in and I was ready. I was ready for whoever was going to come at me and have something to say, which nobody was going to do this. I don't know what I got built up in my head. And I asked for my name, Marnie Ryer. And all of a sudden I became kind of like the turtle going back in her shell, like, oh, shit.
They knew who I am.
Yeah. And I said it. And all of a sudden they were like, oh, my God, everyone's been asking about you. And in my head, what I heard
was.
Is
she still queer?
Right. Yeah. I wonder what she's going
to
look like.
What happened to the dyke?
Does she have a mullet now because of that? Or just because it's the 80s? It was the 80s.
Party in the back.
Right. And I walked in there and all of a sudden like people were coming up and hugging me and how are you? And it's so good to see you. And I thought, this is a joke. Like what?
Where's the camera?
And it was at that point, truly, there was one person in particular that there had been an issue surrounding. And she was the one person I thought, I'm going to have, I had this practiced and I know exactly what I'm going to say to her. And she came up and was so thrilled to see me, introducing me to her husband. This is the gal I was telling you about. She was so fun. And I just sat there like someone, you know, like, this is a trick. No. And it was truly at that moment that I think I became very comfortable. Or I would say that I know I became comfortable because I thought, what the fuck is wrong with you? And I basically just kind of called myself a dumbass. What is wrong with you acting like this? And what are you wearing? Like all of a sudden I looked down and went, oh, this is silly.
What is this costume?
Where are my Levi's? What, you know, right. And my dignity is really what it cost me. I still have that dress hanging in my closet. I'll wear it next week.
Gonna hold you to it on the bike.
That's a damn lie.
You look like a Protestant if you walk
it'll
in.
It'll be a moose head dress.
Right. And as far as am I still comfortable, more so now than ever.
So why do questions about sex make you so uncomfortable?
She's shy.
Well, there's a hint of that, but it's about respect for my relationship. It's about that's what I thought about all week. I mean, that's really what it was about. So I felt like an idiot, like, you know, this 4-year-old, like, oh my God, I can't talk about
can
that.
Can I call you out just a trifle
please,
on that? May I just?
Hashtag
last week.
It's this drinking word was too. I'm fucked up because of this drinking word.
No.
We're at like 27 hours being fucked up on this drinking word.
Okay, now you said that your apprehension of answering those questions is because of your relationship. Right. Current or previous?
Current.
Okay, now I'm going to call bullshit.
Does she know that you're having sex?
I'm going to call I don't call bullshit, but I call...
What? I don't, well, that's what I want to know. Like,
no, go ahead.
She seems pretty open to answering
she is.
Questions.
Oh, she is. About it, yeah.
She'd run a truck and paint it the colors and drive it down the street. Yeah, she doesn't care.
Well, she's done this before when we were in the old studio and I thought I was going to die.
But I don't want to call bullshit because I don't think it's fair. But I think that there's sort of a caveat with that because I don't think it's just because of your
it's a European pronunciation of caveat.
God, can I just get through a phrase? Yeah. This is the first time tonight I'm talking to her. Well, second or third, whatever. Marnie, did you spit? Are you okay? You gonna live?
I'm good. Hashtag.
I know how to ring her bell.
You spit?
Okay, enough with that toy.
No, go ahead. I enjoy it.
I love it.
Yeah, it's gonna get worse.
Hashtag, I'm a fan.
Yeah, I'm gonna There's that. Okay.
Don't give away all your toys at once.
I don't think that that's really fair to say that it's because of your current relationship because I think even...
You're right. I don't want to talk about it anymore.
I've known you for many years. Right. Many, many years. Yep. When I was a thin white woman.
was I.
And I think that's a topic that you've always been uncomfortable talking with. And I don't think it has anything to do with a relationship. I think that's just how you are. That's a topic that you're just uncomfortable with.
Is what I'm searching for modesty and I just don't know how to use it in a sentence?
Yes. Because you don't know anything about it.
It means nothing to you.
I announced last week that I grudge fuck somebody against a stump.
And I was I mean, truly,
there are people, then there just are. It's a personality trait. Sure. It's modesty or just not.
Yeah.
three quarters.
All of a sudden, he goes to Katie June and she's like, wow.
Well,
and I thought, wow.
It is
good for you.
So currently, three quarters of this cast is not modest at all.
And I'm the voice of reason.
The voice of reason.
She finally uses it correctly in a sentence.
Cheers. But yeah, I mean, it was very uncomfortable. I mean, that's funny that you say that you could hear that in listening back. I haven't had a chance.
Oh, no, Harrison texted me about it.
Oh, my God.
I felt terrible because when you were like, is this like the chili cook-off thing? And I was like, no, like I thought I was going to throw up.
No, but
I love that chili.
I was like, oh, my God.
But not only does it come from listening to last week's show, Becker, which, by the way, you can find on demand on QTalkAmerica.com.
iTunes.
Or at iTunes. Subscribe to it because it just shows up in your iPod.
Fabulous.
But no, again, just because I've known you, I know that that's a topic that's really, I'm not saying it's off the table, but it's something that, especially in a public.
It's been on the table
before. In a pub.
Hey! Hola! Hashtag.
Have you ever done it while the laundry's spinning or just when it's done drying?
Go on.
No, but still,
I ride out the whole cycle.
No, but I think that's a valid thing. You have always been kind of like that. I don't want to say shy, but you've always been reserved in that vein.
Sure,
yeah. That's just
modest. And my thing, modest or shy. I mean, whatever the right word is, but I'm not uncomfortable when other people talk about it. I'm just not comfortable sharing.
Forthcoming, if you will.
Yeah. But if the four of us were sitting at any given...
About third coming, which one are you going to talk about?
I would go to sleep.
I'm not talking about the first at this point, so...
No, but I feel that if the four of us were sitting at Durant's or somewhere else and it was just the four of us and there weren't mics in front of us... Mm-hmm. Your description of that topic would be completely different.
Oh, I don't think so, because I...
No, or maybe if it was just one-on-one.
One-on-one would be different.
Okay.
But I think that there may be other things that I might say, you know, like just to, you know... what's the right word? Like where you're in passing or you just kind of blurt something out and then you're like, oh my God, did I say that?
Like I did last week and I just went with it because I realized I can't take it back.
Honest to God, I wish that there were cameras in here at that point because I know that I was like...
Oh my God, he just said that.
He said what? You know. Yeah.
If Marsha's listening, I hope she gets an email to us.
Well, yeah. I'm a grudge fuck. Hashtag.
25 years ago.
Right.
Hashtag.
But yeah, so... And not to stay on
she
this.
She is a hashtag.
Truly. Yeah. She's Marsha. Such a hashtag. She's a grudged hashtag.
Okay.
So, anyway. Done,
Katie.
Done.
Same question to you.
What was the question?
Yeah, can you repeat the question?
Yeah, we got to get a review.
Please.
So,
review.
When did you become comfortable with your sexuality and are you now?
After she left my bed in...
yeah.
Nobody knows that story.
It did happen.
Nobody knows that story.
Oh, God, that makes me laugh so
I don't
hard.
Like the noise of pulling out as much as I used to.
Yeah. Oh.
Wow,
no,
you were ready.
Oh, mercy.
Okay, so nobody knows that story, but anyway, go ahead, Katie. You have the floor.
Our little secret.
Yes.
No, it's going really well so far.
So
that was my favorite last week. Whatever your love fest is, are you done?
I, again, I know I've kind of shared this a little bit before, but I didn't ever, again, I never went through the hardship of, you know, coming out and the whole thing.
When because you did it back east in some ski lodge where you lied about you were going there.
No, because I just...
She was in Nantucket for some bullshit.
Yes, that was actually wonderful. But I was comfortable from the get-go. I was immediately comfortable.
And whatever sexuality you were embodying, right?
Okay. Yes. And I think I was maybe uncomfortable with some of the things I was maybe thinking or feeling when I was younger and thinking about, because I would think about women sometimes and that was very uncomfortable for me as a young person, you know, like a, you know, young teenager. And
how old were you when you were at Mary's?
Oh, 22 maybe.
Okay. 23? So when you define younger, how much earlier than Mary's?
I'm talking about like junior high.
Okay. So early mid teens.
Right.
Okay.
And again, I never was like this tormented lesbian in my body.
Right.
I loved men and I loved having sex with men the whole, you know, throughout my like college
years. A lot of us do.
Yeah.
Not Marnie. Too. Yeah. Until 91.
Yeah. And then I gave it up to Lent as a non-Catholic.
But I think that
still
was weird.
For
like
Easter.
Those thoughts. Yeah. Still no? No? Still no Easter?
Still no.
I just started hunting eggs.
Oh my.
All I needed was that. And that's perfection to me.
I'm not comfortable with your sexuality anymore.
It just happened, actually.
I just love somebody who doesn't care a whim about fashion.
That's it. Fuck off, hashtag.
That's right,
fantastic.
Okay.
So I've always been comfortable.
Just kind of owned it.
I've just kind of always, I was, you know, it was like more an adult and, you know, I was in my 20s, like mid-20s when I started dating Cal. And...
Wow, has it been that really? Has it been that long?
Yeah, it's been almost seven years.
Yeah.
Wow, the time is fun. I don't realize that.
I think there's and correct me if I'm wrong, because I could be. It could happen.
Well, look,
weird.
Our fact checkers will be right on this.
But I think because there's a like a girl sleepover is not a bad thing. Like there's not that same dirty truck stop. No. Version of sex that you're goes right. on with man on man that there
oh,
is.
Oh yeah,
I was no, woman on woman. Like you guys finding yourselves alone with a cup of tea.
Nobody thinks anything of it.
Right.
Nobody
thinks.
Now, where the what I was going to say is just the and I've always alluded to this. Like going back to growing up, we were taught to Cosmopolitan magazine or Vogue or something. Like you're taught to look at women. You're taught to
Oh, and there's no one there's no one meaner to women than other women.
Absolutely. No, you're right.
One of the it's one of the best lines from All About You All About Eve.
Yeah.
Write that down. All About Eve. Greatest movie ever made.
One of the
best lines. You've not seen that, you should see that.
When the gay guy walks in and sees Celeste Holm, who recently died, and he says, "I can tell by the smartness of your outfit that you're dining with a woman."
Okay.
Because he knows that you dress for other women. Sure. Like you don't
men
care
will
what men
love,
think.
Men will love you no matter
men
what.
Men are going to fuck you no matter what
one
happens.
Way or another,
but a woman's going to judge you.
Right. Right. Oh,
and call you out.
Big time.
Yeah.
Right. Well, and so we were taught all of that.
The same. But you absolutely are. And every article is talking about your boobs and your hips and your butt and your
and
hair
you should
and
compare
your eyes
yourself
and your
too. Yeah. And so I know growing up, like I thought we would have different people that we'd mention at this point. But I had like Olivia Newton-John.
Who stayed
Jodie
lovely.
Foster.
Oh, lovely.
Jodie Foster. Well, there'd be another one, but I can't think of it right now. Where you just, you kind of...
But there's something about the lesbania and Olivia Newton-John.
Nancy McKeon.
That's a little more obvious. No, but the Olivia Newton-John one...
No, it's true, but I'm saying where I looked at them younger, like being a younger person, as like a... I was an only child, kind of like a sister. I don't know, like I want to be like that person, not I want that person. It wasn't until I'm in my first gay bar... I'm 19 and I'm standing there and all of a sudden I hear these two ladies behind me talking about Jodie Foster. And I thought, oh, and I turned around. And I thought, is that, am I? And you know, because all of a sudden it dawned on me like that. Oh, that's what I might have been thinking that whole time. But I wasn't, you know, I never thought about it. I didn't know anything till I was 19. I had no idea.
I got no vibe from Jodie Foster at all. Like I got nothing out of that.
Yeah.
That when people were like, she's like, I'm like, okay, well, does anybody care?
I got a vibe out of Jodie Foster. It's the same that I have for, and I've said this many a time. I can't stand Jodie Foster and I can't stand Angie Dickinson. They just like two women who need to be washed and disinfected.
Oh, Jodie Foster. I always loved Jodie Foster.
I have always
What movie did you see her in that she was like not clean?
I've just seen her. That's all that matters. I don't watch movies. Just her and Angie Dickinson to me.
Angie Dickinson always looks like she just had sex.
She's filthy.
She's a whore.
But to me, they're in the same boat. I've always had that feeling about both of them.
All right, Clayton McKee, question to you.
This goes back. Jesus Christ, this goes back a long ways. I wasn't sure about my world.
Did you think her 10-year reunion was recent? Sorry, French.
Well, I thought that was European for fuck off, hashtag.
It is a little bit.
I just love people who give a whim about fashion. Hashtag.
Hashtag.
Comfortable
now
shoes.
Now I'm just slurring into my wine glass. So I've enjoyed this drinking word so much.
So it's just like election night.
Yeah.
I don't know that I would ever say that I was uncomfortable with it. I was...
But you didn't come out until like late. So
no,
that's a long time being uncomfortable with your sexuality.
But I think there's a difference between uncomfortable and then there's just governing it. Just like
it's the same thing. It's grudge fucking someone against its stump.
Okay.
It's pretty much uncomfortable
call
with your
it
sexuality.
What you will.
Same song.
Same song.
Oh, I should find that.
I know. Why isn't that on that goddamn thing?
That's really there's a that. Problem. Yeah. That
can
one.
We just do a drum roll?
Yeah. I like that one. Like
there
that
is that.
Right.
Rim shot.
Yeah. Nice rim shot.
I don't want to talk about that. I'm uncomfortable again.
It's all right. We'll work it out. I knew about myself for the longest time, but I also remember being part of... I knew that my family names back in Missouri, back in my hometown, I knew my family names were well known. And knowing I didn't want to deal with what I had anticipated I would have to deal with back there, I throttled it back and I dealt with it within a small realm of people. There were Cheryl.
Yeah, not people you know, your own sexuality. This isn't about the public. This is about owning what you're doing.
No, I understand that. What I'm saying is, so Cheryl Kidd was my confidant. So I remember sitting in the living room of their house and watching Oprah, and there was like Fabio was on, and I remember turning to her and I'm like, I don't understand why. I remember saying this to her. Why do I like him? What is there about him that I think is cool? Because he was just at the time. I mean,
big flaming homosexual.
No, not even that. It's just I like just butter. Kidding.
Clayton. You can call Clayton by his real name.
Hashtag.
Clayton, hashtag. Yeah.
You don't have to call him big flaming homosexual. We know who you mean.
I remember saying to Cheryl, I don't understand why I'm attracted to him.
That would be uncomfortable with your sexuality time. Yes, I'm with you. I'm following.
But I wasn't. But
just
I don't,
not sure.
But I don't remember feeling.
Unsure.
I don't remember a feeling of being uncomfortable.
Right. My thing is, when did you look at the TV, say, "I want to sleep with that guy," and then jump at the guy next to you? Because like that'll do. That's comfortable with your sexuality.
So,
like,
let me get to that story because we got 35 minutes.
It's looking at Mario Lopez and blowing the guy next to you. We're having a good
Mario
time.
Mario Lopez was still on Saved by the Bell. I didn't care at that time. Let me get to the story. Why do these stories involve my mom? Jesus Christ.
That's scary.
Okay.
No,
this is how it involves my mom.
Is there ice in that freezer?
Yes, okay. There's a whole bucket of it.
Talk
about it. Do you want me to pause until you get back? I can play a dance
can
break.
Can we get this window to open a little bit in case we go in there?
No.
Can we get a bartender?
All right. Yes. Oh my God, should we
like
get
on and we need that.
Yes.
Hey, next week.
We need a bartender for our show.
Right there. It's your birthday.
Totally.
Next week, I need a bartender.
He just went to get a couple of cubes of ice. He's coming right back.
You'll finally get to meet Aaron.
There's that. All right, we're back on board.
Okay. Very exciting.
Here's the deal. So back in the day, my mother in my hometown used to be she was a cocktail waitress in a couple of clubs in town. There was a family. Why do I feel like I've told this story before?
You've told it to me.
Okay, so there's a family in town. They were the Williams family.
Right, you told us.
Blah, blah, blah. They owned a Mercedes-Benz dealership. Mm-hmm. They were car people, blah, 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 blah. The mother was Latino. The husband was white. That's where the Williams comes from. But they had two gorgeous children. One named Steve Williams, one named Linda Williams. They went up.
Linda Williams.
I can't read that.
Oddly, that's funny.
I can't read that.
I thought about that. It's funny. So later on, mom had already moved out here, and I started back doing radio stuff. And there was a nightclub in town that I was doing. I was underage in the bar doing live broadcasts from a club, you know, on a Friday night or whatever the fuck I was doing. And Steve was there. And I remember always thinking, he was so hot. He was so hot. He was so hot. So a couple years later, they opened this family restaurant. And I'm like, oh, my God, that's Steve Williams. And I remember my mom talking about him because he always used to hit on my mom. Always, always, always. And I wanted to hit. I wanted to hit on him. Later on.
Look at what we both did. We both got him to get absolutely repulsed.
Can we get him? Right.
That was good.
So later on, before I realized that whole thing, I met his sister, Linda.
This
gorgeous.
Is kind of becoming incestuous.
I actually, through the radio station I worked at, I called one of our advertisers, and I had flowers sent to the restaurant to her in an effort to try to woo her. Failed miserably.
Well,
because then
yeah.
I found out, not just because of it was me, because her whole deal was she was dating or trying to date some construction guy who had mega bucks. And so that's where she went. Later they divorced. It was a horrible, tragic thing, and he lost everything because she won it all.
All right, we're at a chili cook-off here. I just want to know when you became comfortable with your sexuality.
So that was a whole realm of life.
Chili cook-off.
I got time. It's my show. Shut up and drink your wine.
I thought it was Al's show.
It's delicious.
No, it's not Al's show.
Oh, sorry.
And whatever Beaujolais.
What a misunderstanding. Beaujolais. Well played.
They were talking about
that
last night.
I'm going to Google that while you keep on with this story.
It's French. It's European. Work it out. Anyway, so we go fast forward. Yada, yada, yada. All this time passes. All these things happen. I then realize that after talking to Cheryl and after all these other things, I had to move to Phoenix to become me. Mm-hmm. So I moved to Phoenix in June of 93. Moved in with my mom, yada, yada, yada. The Maury Povich thing happened. All that bullshit happened. And because of that, because of me doing, by her insistence, not mine, I did not want to do it at all. Her insistence of me doing the Maury Povich show, winning that national contest, all that other bullshit. My friend Dan Gore, who was my stalker for just a brief time.
God, that was funny.
When I met him, I'd gone to Vegas, and Frank Marino had taken me to Gypsy. When I walked into when I was accepted by Frank as who I was and what I was and figured all that all out, there was a big comfort, like a step down from high anxiety. He took me to my first gay bar and ever in my life.
High anxiety, right. I got to give in.
He took me to my first gay bar ever in my life. And then I came back here and I met Dan and I started, I walked into Winx and my first, when I realized that people understood who I was and that, boom, I was done.
Sure.
I was done. I found people that I identified with, understood me, we spoke the same language, whatever that was, and from there on. So my comfortable with my sexuality literally came in November of 93.
Nice. Oh, okay. Nice pinpoint.
November of 93, probably about mid-month, because the Maury Povich Show was broadcast on the 12th of November, so that was probably the 15th to the 20th of November. So coming up on, 19 years?
Yeah.
Somewhere in that area. And then from there on, I realized there was a little period of time between that and my grandparents where they wanted me to come home, take care of them. My grandfather literally called me. For him to call me was crazy because long distance, you know, where they hold the phone out and they talk louder because they think it's long distance.
Mm-hmm.
He called me and he's like,
"He can't hear you."
Right. I'm calling from Missouri. I can hear you. Are you sure? Yes. All right. Anyway, he called me and he told me, he's like, "We will change the entire will. We will leave you everything, yada, 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 if you'll come home and take care of us." And I was packed up. I was ready to go. Cheryl, kid, flew out here. She was ready to drive back with me. I had everything loaded. And 30 minutes before I was ready to go home, I went to my mom. I'm like, I can't. I cannot go home. I have to call them and say no. And that was the most difficult phone call I ever made in my life, was when I had to call them and say, I can't come home. Because I realized at that point, it was more important for me to be true to me than to make somebody else happy. So that, I've said this before to other people, it feels so good to say no.
Right.
Because you've got to be you for you. And it was the most difficult phone call I ever had to make. It was the most important phone call I ever was on to be comfortable with myself. So I was comfortable with me. Again, I always joke about this. Everybody, I knew I was gay when I was 7. Everybody else knew when I was 5. So the fact.
Right. And I have to, I just, it's the sexuality part of it that we're after here. It's not the. It's
oh,
not
you
the
didn't like my story?
I do, but we heard it before about coming out. Like we.
Okay.
But I've been
comfortable with that literally since then.
To me, the sexuality part, like she was saying, is just the laying in bed. It's not so much like, when did you become okay? It's in your own skin. Like, when did you lay in bed with someone else and just be like, this is going to be good because I likes it. You know what I mean?
And if that's you ever what I mean, did say that.
And I think that's a part of our culture. I think the gay culture has taken.
November of 1994.
Right. But I think the gay culture has put this social thing on it that has nothing to do with the bedroom anymore. That the sexual part of it. Like, I cannot have sex and still be gay and still be a protester. But I'm talking about the down and dirty. And as we were talking about making Marnie uncomfortable when Harris and I were talking about it, is because, are you now? Like, can you sit there and tell me, I went down on my girlfriend last night and we loved it. Or she went down on me and woohoo. You know what I mean? That's what I mean about
I don't think Clayton can tell
how many that. Stories from the past 2 weeks do you want me to tell you right now?
No. Oh.
No, we're good.
Hey.
Oh, my God.
Hey-o. But that's what I'm talking about, is when did that become a comfortable part of like I saw, and that's what I mean about, I
being
saw Mario Lopez on
it?
TV, and I was like, and I went down to my boyfriend, because I'm like, we're both horny, and this is good. We don't care where we got the energy from, and neither one of us is denying.
The more you know.
Right. Yeah. No, do you get what I mean? Like, it's not a social part of it. This is the sex, this is the, like, not the public
the
homosexual
part
of it. It's the sex part of it. Because it make, and that's what we were talking about last week with you, is that when it came down to like discussing, like, I just have to assume that she and
somewhere
Aaron
along
have sex.
The way, right.
Right. But I don't know, because every time we bring it up, she acts like I just killed her cat. So do you get,
she only has two cats.
But do you get the difference between like being comfortable with other people knowing and being comfortable with, like, now we're naked in my bedroom? Like,
I could have saved us 27 minutes.
I know. I've been trying to.
November of 93.
Okay. Exactly. Right, and now I'm going to show you how this, right. Hashtag. Ooh, long story.
May of 1990. It didn't take a week.
It didn't take a week. So that's...
We may have had chili for dinner. I don't know.
And that's why we need a hired therapist. Okay, and that's the point. And now we're 32 minutes into this, and this is how you get back to Elmo. And this is what Tim and I...
Whoa, heyo.
Right. This is what Tim and I talk about all the time. Okay. Tim and I were... We were sexual at 15 years old, and we were like comfortable
ass.
With it. We yes, yes,
in your ass,
and yeah, in everybody's ass. We, you know what I mean? But we were sexual and out, and it wasn't about the social part of it, because we were still going to find in the public. We were still going to find pushback, but in the bedroom,
pushback
exactly. But in the privacy of our home, we weren't pretending that we were gonna play a game where I rub you here and nothing happened. Like, it wasn't under the game of doctor anymore.
Right,
we're gonna have sex now.
We know what's gonna happen,
and we're both gonna like it. Like that's not necessarily with each other, but we both knew.
No, or perhaps.
But or perhaps if it rubs, work it. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? If it works, rub it.
Maybe.
Or vice versa.
Kind of. But he was with somebody that he met through drama club, and then left. Like, he got his first lay in drama club and left drama club. And I did the same thing. I just stayed with drama club. And there was a guy that I remember bringing to my house. My parents were on a cruise, and my sisters had jobs. They were gone, and I'm like, come on over to my house. And we had done, like, we had fooled around. We'd gone down on each other in, like, the costume room at the thing. So I'm like, we have a bed.
I love it.
And he was older than, and the scary part was, is he was older than me. And he came over to my house, and I'm like, all right, we're going to do it. And he's like, what? I'm like,
let's do this.
We're going to do this. But his idea was like, oh, we can only do these three things. And I'm like, oh, sweetheart, 5 and 6 are fantastic. That's not. And to him, he was like, no, that's.
He was uncomfortable with sexuality.
He was not comfortable yet with like, oh, we can only call this like, it's like you accidentally put your dick in my mouth. Like, you know what I mean? Like, oh, what a surprise.
my hands raised. Can I go back to my answer?
Yeah.
No, November 93.
Okay.
Just make sure we're clear on this.
Yeah. And that's,
there is that.
So that's the point about it. It's sexuality, because, and again, Marnie's out of the room, but that's what.
Well, there's Marnie.
But that's what I always want to bring up is, when did you finally just say, I'm doing it and I like doing it, so I'm going to do it, and we're going to keep doing it till one of us finds someone better to do it with. Like, that's
May
what I mean
of 1990.
About. Okay.
No, we understand that. I'm just saying.
But that's, so that's what I want to bring up. So now you get Tim and I, and here we are, and we were, you know, the pickings weren't good in the high school that we went to.
In Niagara Falls.
Because the drama club wasn't Buffalo, that big. Right. So after we divided and conquered and slept with anybody who was willing to, we had to move on. And we slept with older guys. And I got to bars when I was 15.
Right, no, you did. Right.
With fake ID, and the drinking age was only 18. But I was 15 years old, and I was... Was I 15? I was 15 years old in a gay bar. And then at 16, I was in a gay bar like... Wanting to play around. Do you want to make out down there? Do you want to dance? Like, what is it? But it was sexual. Like, it was very, very in tuned. We were doing that, our karmic thing. Now, some of these guys were older. Now, could later, I could have said, oh, you molested me. But if you knew me, you couldn't say that was a molestation. You knew I was fully in charge of my sexuality at 16 years old.
You were making this happen.
I was making this happen. So,
and so were the guys that slept with Elmo.
So now
I was just going to say that.
Right. So now when you go to Elmo, now we need to like break this down and find out, which I wasn't expecting because I wrote this question like 7 days ago. But now that you're breaking this down, you look, and Michael Jackson walked in and did a press conference. That's what this guy looked like. He looked like Michael Jackson hair grown out 2 more inches.
He was such a bizarre diva.
You're not confused about your sexuality. Like, there is nothing
blind about, people aren't confused
about your sexuality. No. So for you to say that this was somehow this evil workings of a 40-year-old man against you.
How many years later?
No, you were...
You were on board.
And I will give you that in girls, it's probably different. But once you get your first boner, any port in a storm.
Wouldn't you agree, Katie June? I mean, when you got your first boner,
Katie.
No, that's what I will.
And I'm kidding. I'm playing.
I will never speak for teenage girls.
You know, the thing is, and again,
when you're 14 years old, and if your teacher's wearing a short skirt, and all of a sudden she shows a little cleavage and wants to tutor it, fuck her.
That's what I was going with, and I don't know where Katie's at with this, and I would never speak because I think everyone has their own, as you were asking the question, individual experience. That just wasn't a big deal. And I think that whole idea about sex to begin with, and part of whether it's the modesty or the shy or whatever, is that, well, here we go. It is just not the most important piece.
It's not now.
What I'm referring to.
Right. I will agree. It's not now.
And I think I may be mistaken. I'm certainly not speaking for the masses. Mm-hmm. But the idea that with women, it is different. And not all the time, blah, blah, blah. But with women, it is different. And so with men, there's definitely more of a physicality.
I would say that, too. There's more a physical component.
Right. Yeah. That doesn't mean
But
that,
later, we get to the emotional component where we need someone. Yeah.
Sure. But
so the type kind of dies off. As you get older, that looking for that one type becomes less important than the person you find.
Did any of you read my late night post on Facebook last night?
No, I don't know that I saw it, but now I'm going to look. Why?
I think I did, but I already forgot. I didn't expect an across
Looking
the board
now.
No.
No, by the way, I wasn't really
Hashtag
on Facebook.
Whoops.
Whoops. Drink. We're still in the drinking game.
I'm trashed.
Yeah.
Aside from moonshine, this is the drunkest I've been on the air.
Katie missed the moonshine episode.
Did you legitimately drink moonshine?
For the holidays, we are bringing back
we have a bottle of moonshine.
Moonshine.
I was thinking, I'm not ready for moonshine tonight, but next week
next
or probably.
I'm going to get dropped off.
Actually, you know what? I'm going to maybe hold off. For my birthday. Maybe it'll be the following week.
Moonshine for your birthday is perfect.
I watched the show, Moonshiners.
I'm ready.
If you listen back, I forget what number it is. If you were to go back to a previous show called Moonshine.
Called Train Crash.
Yeah. Listen to it. Hour two, we don't even know who we are.
No, we're not certain.
I brought moonshine
from Pennsylvania.
I just don't understand it.
I brought it. A friend gave it to me.
So you flew with it?
No. Nope, because the FAA has TSA frowns on it, but the FAA, and I don't get along. Sometime I'll tell you that story about me getting kicked off a plane. But that's something totally separate.
Sometimes get out of my plane.
Get it? Anyway, we had.
Ouch. That starts to hurt.
We had the moonshine, and we will have it again.
I'm excited for a little moonshine.
I didn't mean to do that one.
I hope not.
George. Watch out for that tree. I almost pissed my pants the first time I heard that song.
We have a new drama stinger.
That was a lot.
Wow.
Well, that's an election.
That's good. I like that.
Yeah, that's a favorite.
So, anyway, but I do. I think
my Facebook post last night was I'm going to paraphrase because I don't remember exactly what I typed.
Is this dirty post? Is that what you're talking about? This dirty post about not liking the menu? Is that the
read what I put? What I put?
I wonder if you're hungry because you haven't eaten for so long, or just simply like the menu. Oh, dirty.
I did.
No, actually, that's not dirty at all.
I don't think it's dirty.
It's just sort of a play on words. I took it dirty. No, that's fine. But it's you look at somebody and you. Because there's somebody that I'm just infatuated with, and I shouldn't be. And it's not Jason Medina, who I'm going to meet in L.A.
Who's Jason Medina? Because I hear you talk about
Google
this.
Google that
Jesus
shit.
Christ.
Oh, seriously.
He's an underwear model, and he's lovely.
Gorgeous. Jason Medina, Andrew Christian.
.com.
And it's a little obsessive. A little bit.
Yeah, that one. Click on that. Images. Click on that. There. God.
Click on it.
Oh, right there. Now. There you have it.
I'm doing every buzzer I got. Anyway, no, I just, I...
Oh, boy. I mean, look at that. Wow.
Katie.
And now he's going to tell you, I think he knows a lot about philosophy and art. That's what's coming next.
I don't think
he's so smart.
I don't think he can pronounce either one of those words. I don't give a shit.
And nor do you care.
No, those are white people. We don't care about those.
No, isn't that him?
No, yeah, that's him. But the other
he four, was lighter than
the other three
like
don't
him.
Matter. It doesn't okay. matter. Yeah, glass
Nobody
slipper,
cares.
Find him. Yeah,
Nobody
keep
cares.
Going. Just keep scrolling. Nobody wow. cares. Anyway, Gore.
What no, is this thing? That's him.
That's a GIF. He's yeah. He's
yes,
he's a dancer.
I know. He is. Keep,
scroll
here.
Up. Scroll up to that. Scroll to that one. Look at that. Wake up with him. There you go. Anyway, right. The point is,
wow.
I see. I keep seeing somebody.
That's great.
Repeatedly. What's the word?
Repeatedly.
Oh, I'm like repetitively?
Do you want the European pronunciation? Repeatedly.
Repeatedly.
I have a stylus too, just so you know. It's the same color as yours.
Look,
shut
we
up.
All do. How
anyway.
Fun.
Scratch, sniff. Anyway.
Scratch. Scratch, sniff.
Say it like Elmo. Say it like Elmo.
Scratch and sniff.
Scratch and sniff.
It's just dirty now.
Jesus.
I liked it when you did it like Joan Crawford. Scratch, sniff, I don't care.
Nobody cares. No, the point of the matter was, you see somebody and you're like, are you intrigued by them, or is it because, and I'm gonna back up this. The postment was this. Are you infatuated with somebody? Infatuated with somebody because you haven't been infatuated with somebody in
so
long.
Oh, I gotcha.
Mm-hmm. Or are you just infatuated because the menu looks pretty? And that's what I'm going
I got you. No, I got so, you. I always say it's a reason to wash your hair. I always like when I have a crush because I have an urge to all of a sudden lift myself up. Like I have an urge to like look
are
a little
you Josh Groban
better.
All of a sudden?
Oh yeah, crushes are fun.
Yeah, like the there's fun to having a there's crush fun. On someone because you want to look a little better, you want to seem a little smarter, you want to present the best possible version of yourself. Use lip gloss. You know what I mean? It's all
smarter.
There.
I'm good with no smarter because I think I'm picking the meter on that. But I but all of a sudden I realize and I know you're all gonna give me shit about this. Why is it that every goddamn thing I like is mid-20s? What is that?
Because where you're hanging out.
Because you're young at heart.
No. Right.
If you hang out in the stable of 21-year-olds, no. You're going to only like 21-year-olds.
But, no. I just
yes. said that for a long time. Jeff.
I see. The only... There's
that's,
one.
It's
there's,
the, okay, if you don't want to hear the right answer, then
no,
just keep
no,
moving.
No,
but
no, that's fine.
That is what it is.
I appreciate your analysis. Is this also
think
NFL
of it as personality
Sunday?
Dialysis. No, that really is it. And that's my bitch with friends of mine who were in a previous stable relationship and they were of a certain age, which in my mind we are the same age, but now in hindsight
oh, I know
we were far apart. That I'm like, why when I'm out with you am I not meeting... Why is the quality of what you're introducing me to so low? Sure. And then I realized because you're swimming in that pool. Right. Well, first off, you're... 10 to 15 years younger than me, so we are not swimming in the same pool to start off with.
Right.
But then you're clinging desperately to the land of 25-year-olds, so all you're ever going to introduce me to is 25-year-olds.
And under, right.
Like, I'm never going to meet anything else. And your idea of wisdom is youth.
No.
So, like, they're only going to get younger.
So with him,
I am.
No, this is not
person.
For you.
No,
yeah,
I get you. I understand
yeah.
that. Yeah, see you next Tuesday. I understand that. No.
Not him.
No,
but
no,
yeah,
but
you're
right,
close.
Right,
yeah.
Yeah.
A cunt tear away.
Next all over.
Yeah.
No, but
next horse over.
No, but in fairness to myself, in the past year, I've met one person, one guy.
Yeah. Well, you're one up on me.
One guy who is... 28, almost to 30, somewhere. He's in school. I can't even go. We can't even schedule a dinner date because his school schedule is so crazy.
Oh,
he's
you got, sent yourself for like nine hours up on a Monday night at a bar.
He's got 4 months to do with that. But he,
yeah.
No, but he can't. He will not. And he has a mom to take care of and a challenged brother, and I get that, and that's fine.
Oh,
I get
oh,
that.
Blah, oh, blah, blah. Oh, wait.
A lot going
but,
on.
But.
I have a but on this one, too.
But to go with it, every time I meet somebody that is close to my age, one, or within... I don't know what the fairness level is. 6 to 8 years younger. There's some analogy where you're okay to
divide by half, add 7 or something like that.
Whatever, fuck it is. They're all
oh my
bat,
god. There's
they're batshit crazy. They're bat,
Doug knows it. He taught us the math.
They're batshit crazy, or they have so much fucking baggage. I'm
right.
like, what the fuck?
Right.
Maybe
but by
I'm
the
wrong.
Time you get to our age, it's not about a suitcase. It's about a trunk. I mean, so after
the Titanic still sinks.
I don't mean that, but that's my point. No, I mean the whole idea is that we're looking for people. Unless, I mean, you've lived too much life.
Well, what's it like? I'm looking for someone who has baggage that goes with mine.
Or the one that'll carry your bag with you.
Am I looking for baggage?
Oh, is there? Do we have to pay for that?
Get out of my baggage.
Billy Ocean.
Get into my trunk. No, wait.
Okay, so no wait. So you answer. Riddle me this. Riddle me this.
I like it.
Dark Knight.
Okay.
Hashtag.
Am I?
I'm fucked up.
Weird.
Am I?
You've had an entire bottle of wine.
Am I incorrect? Yeah, because you didn't drink a bottle of wine this week.
I did not.
And I don't bring those little minis.
Yeah, you got to bring full bottles.
And I didn't bring the good wine because I was like, I never drink the whole bottle.
He thought you were going to share with him.
Yeah, right.
I'm going to give her the shit.
I was such an Indian giver because earlier, I'm sorry, Native American giver. Earlier, I offered Joe a sip of my wine, and I was like, but don't do it because I want it. Right. But don't take it.
No. Okay. Just kidding.
Question about baggage.
Yep. We all got it.
I think we all have some.
Pull a long luggage. I got it all.
Going back to what I just said, I meet people that are my age, and I'm like, wow, you have a lot of issues.
Yeah.
You
don't make it this far. You got to overcome a lot of shit to get to our age.
I understand.
I'm sorry.
But I think there's overcoming shit, and there's bringing it with you.
You have to.
In order to learn from it, it's not about taking it in your backpack.
Okay, wait. I have to interrupt for
I'm
one second.
I'm not loading a train.
No, I hear you. But I have to interrupt you for one second, because last week we did the bullying story, which I left the bullying milieu 20-some years ago.
Right.
Honest to God. So to bring it all up again, to me, was just like, oh, my God. Now I'm walking this cross down this fucking road again.
You asked the question.
It's the passion of Missy L. No, I didn't. It came from the chat room.
Okay.
So what I'm saying is when you get to that, when you get to that baggage, I would rather leave that behind. Lesbians look at penguins. So
they're monogamous.
And I have this written down.
I get you.
And I like how you lead yourself into these. So.
Oh, now I feel like I'm being ridiculed.
No, in a good way. We got to this very organically.
Oh, he likes organic.
All right, I love organic.
It is organically. Right.
So when you come to it, the baggage that I bring with me to that, and yes, I have a bullying history, and you probably won't get to hear it unless you bring it up. But to me, and we're going to do a show tune again, it's good times and bum times. I've seen them all, but I am still here. That is what that means.
He yells at me at banging on the table.
No,
Jesus
Christ. Because that's what she does on the piano. That's for Postcards from the Edge. She bangs on the piano to make the point, like, I'm still here. Like, so that's the baggage that comes with me. You don't get the baggage of the bullying. You don't have to hear the stories about the food being thrown at me. I won't bring that up. It's not going to come up in conversation.
Right.
But guess what? But if you push back on it or you ask a question, you'll get it. And you'll get a horrible story. But mostly my baggage is I survive. So you need to toughen the fuck up and get over your shit.
Yeah. And I
mean that in a positive way of like, that's what the bullying did for me is like, whenever I think, oh, woe is me, I just sing that song. Like, I'm still here.
So
like, I got through it.
But I want to know, like, what baggage are you talking about? Because when I think about baggage, I think about horrible exes.
You did make that about you because that has nothing with what I'm talking about.
Right. No, but you're saying about at our age, with the baggage that comes with. So yes, you don't get to see all the luggage. I won't show you all the luggage.
I don't feel that.
May I just?
Yeah. Somebody's got to focus.
Thank you. In reeling this back in, the voice of reason just wants to throw out.
Hashtag.
That truly, you're talking about two different things.
Absolutely.
In a lot of ways. Because the thing is that with people that have baggage, that come along with baggage and they're fucking like unpacking in front of you. That's a problem.
Right, and that's what I'm saying.
That's a problem.
That's what I'm saying. The difference between coming
with baggage, Clayton?
Everyone our age is going to come with baggage, but you put your baggage in perspective? Can you say, we don't need to have drinks and talk about being bullied? We don't need to have drinks and talk
we
about,
we don't need
like,
to bring up all the shit.
My mom walked in on me masturbating when I was 14 years old.
But is that the baggage?
No.
That's the baggage.
You're saying people
so what
are
baggage
bringing
do you mean
that?
It's not that baggage.
Okay.
What I keep finding,
a lot of bags. They're just like,
what I keep finding is.
Because you got to write off drunk because you're in a bar. So you can't blame somebody for being a drunk.
That's not where I am.
I want to hear what.
Every time I find somebody every time I find somebody that, that I have any interest in, I find out they're crazy.
Yeah, I later find out they're crazy.
That's why I don't believe in, you know, we've already had the religion discussion. Something is watching over me, because every time I find interest in somebody, some friend of mine winds up swooping in and dating them or going out with them, and they later come back a week. By the way, they're fucking crazy. Don't go with them. They've got this issue, that issue. They're blah 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 blah. They have all these problems. Mm-hmm. So I've always considered myself. excuse me. I've always considered myself sort of protected, because somehow, some way, always somebody comes in and saves me.
Right.
My friend Bill Holmes, who I lived with for 4 years, and I love Bill. Bill wound up dating somebody that I was stupidly in love with. I went to lunch at his restaurant that he worked at every day. I loved Jeff Perales. I was in love with Jeff Perales. Come to find out, Jeff Perales was batshit crazy. And they broke up. It was an ugly, horrible breakup, and that was horrible. He was nuts. Sure. So everybody that I think I like, I find out somebody says, oh, by the way, yeah, they've got this issue, that issue, blah, 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 blah. And I find out later, as in talking to them, that they do. They have these issues. I have yet to find somebody that's within a 6-year scope of my age that doesn't have some fucking issue. And I don't think that my standards are too high, because I'm not letting standards down to pacify somebody who is nuts.
Right.
But
okay. So we're coming from the same. We're coming to the same argument from different angles. You can't arrive at
This is like his story from before. Like, he needs you to come from the West, and then he's going to come from the East.
Right. And what I'm saying is
it's like the Bolshevik Revolution, right?
Yeah, the Bolshevik Revolution.
Yeah.
See, but you're not going to, and you're not, and even at your age, in your early 30s,
what
late 20s.
What was the question?
Not even 30. 32, maybe?
Okay. Look, I'm old. 32, maybe?
Maybe?
And I think your age is the toughest, because you don't get to your 30s without all that bullshit drama of your 20s.
Right.
And all the people that are immortal and are doing all these crazy
bullshit in my 30s.
You just got off the bad decision highway from, you know what I mean? When you arrive at 30, you're just like,
it was a
wow.
toll road.
Oh my God. It was going both ways. But it was a long.
I remember that about you.
I want to say with love and admiration that I think you're expecting someone to show up at 40 years old clean and fresh. It doesn't happen.
No, I don't expect clean and fresh. I just expect
show up
sane.
Yeah. But just because you're
have
friend,
a past, but don't be crazy.
Wait.
But I want you to have life. I want you to have life under your belt. Yeah.
But just
hit the
because
ground running.
Because your friend couldn't cope with their issues doesn't mean you couldn't cope with their issues.
I can't cope with you three.
Right. And that is, I think that's the important lesson to take out of this. Because someone swooped in and took someone and said, oh, they're fucking crazy. That doesn't mean you're going to find them fucking crazy.
No, that's really true.
That is the best way to look at it. Until you experience that relationship with that person, it's two different elements being mixed together.
I will give you that, but I guess what I rely on is I always anticipate that the people that I keep in my close circle,
mm-hmm. but they're different
are
people.
Going to be a filter that will be conducive to me. Mm-mm. Meaning that if they can get through you,
the minute the peepees come out, it's a whole different bag. All of a sudden, the luggage changes. Like, I don't know Mark Martinez, a friend of both of ours. I don't know his sexual baggage, and
so
I never.
9:55, I have to edit that.
No, but no. Pick the friend you want to. You don't know their sexual baggage.
Or
you
their know, relationship.
You
the
know
friendship is
baggage.
Much different than
right. So what
a
you know about someone who swooped in and slept with someone you know them as a friend. You don't know what they're like in bed. So they could be like, well, this guy wants to go.
I'm not even talking in bed.
No, but
as a relationship.
As a relationship, you don't know what they're bringing to the table. But just because you're friends with them, you don't know what I bring to a
because
relationship.
Because I've done that where I thought people are really cool. And I'm like, no. And my friend dates them and goes, that bitch is fucking nuts. And I'm like, uh-oh. Because I kind of want to be her friend still. Right. I actually like her.
But then you have to worry.
I thought we were friends.
Is
Tyler,
this a relationship?
Tyler is right in here. Crazy is subjective.
Yeah,
true.
I mean,
true.
That's a much more succinct and sober way to say what I'm saying.
But it really is. It's subjective. I mean, like without names.
Okay.
I have dated crazy and lived But it was one of those things.
We all have.
But it's one of those things where, you know, other people saw her and went, whoa! Like, right. She's way the fuck out there. And at the time, I was like, no, everything's good.
Okay.
It's subjective.
My most quoted relationship is dropping the guy off at the airport and saying, if I stop feeding this relationship, will it die? Now, you have to remember is this was a young, hot beyond reason.
Love it.
Great body. Yeah. I mean, but he had the whole package. I mean, he was not
literally.
But hashtag. He bored the shit out of me. And I would describe, but if you were into a really hot young guy that was hung like a samurai sword,
perfection.
When you joined in, I'd be the crazy ex. If you started sleeping with him, he wouldn't be the boring guy. I'd be the crazy ex.
Right.
So you
true.
Always have to filter. You have to
whose
look
perspective
through.
Are you and coming
until
from?
You're, and until you're in that relationship, you don't know. He was just boring. He was attractive. He was. If you put my physical type on a board and listed A through Z, he hit like 28 points and there's only 26 letters in the alphabet. Like, we were seriously
into that's how well hung he was.
We were into serious shitty balcony seats by the time we got done with him, but he bored the crap out of me. But I would always be the crazy, if you asked, I would be the crazy ex-boyfriend that left him at the airport with some line that he did not understand. And he probably still tells people, you know what he said to me when he left? Do I have to keep feeding this? What does that mean?
You do that on this show.
Was he nuts? but you know what I mean? Like, I'm, because you know me, I'm the sane person that you're going to trust in the story.
And
but
he's like just kind of a loser
he's
bore.
He's this loser bore. But if you go the other way, it's so easy. So you always have to think when someone else tells you someone's crazy, find out for yourself.
Yeah. Do
the math. If they're attractive, it's a door in. It doesn't mean they're going to be a great person, but it opens the door and then walk through and find out. And everybody's crazy. After a certain point, everybody...
Relationship
I'm just waiting for one person to get out of school right now at this point. That's all I'm waiting for. As soon as he's finished...
Do you mean high school?
Goddamn... No!
I'm kidding.
It's a master's in college. As soon as he's done with this in like two
then more
fucking months...
they become professional students, they never drop out.
Uh-oh. Oh, no. His goal is to be an HR director for like the world.
Yeah.
I love that. Oh, is he hiring?
Yeah.
Does he need someone to fundraise?
I've been a stay-at-home mom for 12 hours. I'm going to need a job.
I don't like to shop at AJ's, but I will for Marnie.
I need money.
This turned
weirdly interesting.
Well, what do you think, Tyler?
He's dated crazy and lived. Was it on Oprah's book club? Tyler, you're kind of funny. We are coming to
he
Tennessee.
He is funny. Oh, now we all are.
The live show.
No, according to Elle.
I just want to finish this up because we have like 29 seconds.
I want to go to Nashville.
Tyler is saying that he's 28, which we knew from my stalking.
And Tyler, I have dated crazy.
But he feels old compared to guys his age because he has, I want to say, whether it's true or not, he's in a responsible job position where he has to be somewhere at a reasonable hour, so he can't make the same choices as other people.
Don't let him bad speculate choices about their, like, 20-year-old.
There was a whole thing about...
It's just a life difference. It's all good.
Yeah.
No worries about that. Oh, thank you for listening.
Always date older, Tyler.
Is it right, Tyler?
We're at the end of hour three.
His name is Al T.
Q Talk America. It's called The Show. My name is Clayton McKee. I'm here with Marnie, Al, and Katie. We'll be here next Tuesday. As I like to close every show now, learning what I learned last night, we will... See you next Tuesday!
You've been listening to The Show with Clayton McKee on Q Talk Arizona.